Tonight's episode of The War Room is brought to you courtesy of the Boston Battle Bunker. That's 69 Penn Street in Boston, Lincolnshire. The biggest selection of bolt action in Lincolnshire. They do competitions, games, and will see to all your needs. In fact, he's got one of the biggest selections of bolt action in the UK. So guys, get down to the bostonbattlebunker.co.uk. Hello, hi everybody, Paul here at the War Room and thewarhq.co.uk. And last episode we were talking about next competition I'm going to, which is going to be Blaze of Glory at the Barrage War Games show in Stafford, I think it is. And I've actually decided on what I've taken, and I've handed the list in a wee bit late, but then I was a late entry, so hopefully they'll forgive me all that. And it's an Axis versus Allies. There's going to be three games. Looks like they're about 2 hours a game. It's 1,000 points. And we've got most of the books and army books you can take lists from. Scenarios are predetermined, and the scenarios will be, if I could find them, meeting engagement. Yeah, pretty safe one. Point defence, which isn't my favourite one, and I think we're running just out of the book. So to win it, you've got to hold two of the tokens if you're an attacker. We'll see. And key positions. So when I was looking at those, I thought I would like to have a fairly tough list. I've already said I was playing Germans to them because they were short of Axis players, so I was going to play Germans, and never really played Germans before. I've always fancied Germans, but every time I try and make a German list, I always seem to be unable to get enough stuff in my army for what I want to take. And always quite fancied taking the Armoured Half-Tracks. Now, Harrison, for those of you who watch the programme from time to time, I know that Harrison's played an Assault Engineer Flamethrower army with, I think, 3 8-man squads and put them in Opal Blitzes. He also played, I think it was a Panzer III with them, a squad that was had two submachine guns in it. I can't remember what else was in his army, but that was basically the main throws of it. And he felt that the trucks were a little susceptible to getting shot up by bullets. So, of all the things, I was really looking to get enough dice in an army and try and keep it tough. So originally I was thinking, well, go for SS squads. But didn't fancy that. So then I thought I'll go all infantry and weapon up with Panzerfausts. And yeah, it kind of worked, I suppose. But what I've actually settled on is something in between. So we're going to go for a first lieutenant. He's going to be regular. We're having 4 assault engineer squads of 5 men. Each are identical. We've got NCO and 2 guys with submachine guns, a flamethrower, and 2 guys carrying Panzerfausts. Now, with those, we've got 2 251-1 half-tracks. We're just with the LMG. Now, the half-tracks have got a 12-man capacity. So, what was my thinking? What did I... I came up with a 10-dice list, 996 points. Wish I'd had a few extra points to buy a chaplain, because I quite fancy the chaplain figure. And I might start incorporating a chaplain into some of my other armies. So, at first, I was going to arm them with LMGs and put 2 LMGs, so I was pumping out, you can only get one in assault engineers, get 1 LMG, so I'm pumping out those 6 shots at long range. But then I thought, these guys probably aren't going to be in long range because they got flamethrowers, manplack flamethrowers, so basically they need to be up and within 6 inches of something. So I decided to kit them out with submachine guns instead to give three guys the tough fighter and give double shots from close range, sort of within 12 inches, preferably within 6 inches, obviously. And they won't take the negative for moving out the half tracks. Going to put two squads in each half track is the bog standard idea. Might be a bit different if I'm going to be in defence. And I will probably try an outflank with one. If I'm going to outflank with one, I might put my lieutenant in that outflanking one just to give it the buff for coming on, because my half tracks are regulars. So the idea would be to double tap with the flamethrowers if I can, so move up on any big squads, either veteran squads or horde 15-man squads. And the idea really is not necessarily taking people out, but to try and double tap and get them with the fear test that they take for being shot on at D3 pins. If I don't get them with the first one, with a bit of luck I'll get them with the second shot. Might even still put the lieutenant in that truck so I can move the truck and have the two squads jump out, because the first lieutenant with the German rules gets to pull another three order dice. So he could put one on himself, one on the truck, and one on each of the squads in the truck. Move forward and double tap. Obviously, could possibly use the flamethrowers against armoured vehicles. Again, we're really trying to go for the fear tests on those armoured vehicles. But we've also got the two Panzerfaust in there, which can split fire and have a go at anything else which is in range, sort of, well, in fact, any tanks really. But I was thinking more for the Panzerfausts of light armour, if they've got any light armour in there. So that's the bulk of the army sort of taken care of. I was trying to get dice in, so I'm taking an inexperienced Howling Cow just for the Bants, because why wouldn't you? Really, it's going to be hopefully taking fire away from other units, and you never know, the old thing might actually roll the sixes, be a wee surprise. So not expecting much from it, and if something happens, that's a plus, and with a bit of luck it'll soak up quite a lot of people trying to fire at it, because it's inexperienced and in theory should be an easier one to lose. Again, because I'm looking to bulk up the dice a little bit for myself, I've taken the old motorcycle with machine gunner in the armoured car slot. It's got recce on it, so the idea of that is to move it out, bait them into firing at it, and to move it well out of the road, and just keep doing that to try and nullify one of his units, trying to shoot at it. What else have we got? We've got one more dice left, and that, of course, is going to be the old Panzer IV. Well, Panzer IV is going to give us some anti-tank. I've put Schürzen on it, so it doesn't matter almost which way I park it. The secondary idea with the officer is to park him behind the Panzer IV to give the Panzer IV the way of shaking those pins off, because it's a regular. And might even put the Howling Cow behind it and use it as a mobile piece of scenery. So Panzer goes in front of the Howling Cow, keeps it out of direct fire. Panzer 4 moves out of the row, lets the Howling Cow fire. You get the idea. So that's kind of one of the plans with that. Not sure how we're going to go with this at all. The 5-man squads are quite weak. They are veteran at least, but they are quite weak. But they're small enough to be able to hide. If we've got to defend anything, they can go down. Point defence, I've got a feeling if I'm defender, I'm really going to be playing for a draw. But you never know. Those guys with the old, if I can keep the flamethrowers alive, waiting for people to turn up on the markers, could be quite interesting. The Panzer IV, of course, with Tiger Fear, if I remember it, that should help out with horde armies, except, of course, the Japanese. And Panzer IV gives us a 2-inch template on the HE, which could be handy, as well as +6 on the pen. If I don't know exactly how I'm going to win point defence if I am indeed the attacker. I'll try and outflank. I might even, I've got 10 dice, so I could outflank. I can only outflank one unit, so one of my half tracks with the assault engineers in. I could possibly do the other half track with one group of assault engineers in. So I could outflank both of them, get three squads in there, try and take one, see if I can get my panzer to move up and take something. This is all assuming that nobody kills me dead in the water. So we will, once we've gone down to barrage, we'll let you know how I get on with that German reinforced platoon. I'm just painting up some bits now. I've got, what have I got on the desk? I've got one half track. I've got a Warlord one, which was very easy to put together. It wasn't that many parts, and I was actually quite impressed with it. I've made one before, but this one seems different. I made the one that was out of, was it the Band of Brothers box set? And from memory, it seems to be a different kit, but I'm sure I'm wrong. But it just seemed to go together really well. I got the Rubicon sidecar, which again is really, really nice. At first, I thought it looked really, really small, like it was almost 20mm. But it's starting to grow on me now. At first, I didn't really like it because of the scale. But I've got it next to the Panzer and the half-track, and it doesn't look too bad, actually, scale-wise. So we'll look forward to painting that up. And then I've got the Panzer. I've got a Warlord Panzer IV. Those Rubicon's Panzer IVs have been taken off because they're going to be re-releasing them at the end of this year, I think it is. So I've got them to paint up. I was going to borrow Harrison's troops, but I'll get possibly a couple of squads painted up and a couple of flamethrowers painted up. I'll borrow Harrison's Howling Cow, and I'll maybe think about painting one of Stosi's Heroes models up for my officer, I think. So, looking forward to barrage. There's going to be, it seems like ages since I've played a tournament. It's a few weeks since I played games, simply because I've been away on holidays and visiting. I went down to visit friends last weekend because I got the dates of Phalanx mixed up. I thought Phalanx was last week, but it was the week before that. So I went down to my friends near Daventry, and didn't realise that there was a competition on in Daventry on the Sunday, which I wish I'd known about, but I should have checked, and I didn't, because I could have been playing. But, yeah, that's life, as it were. And what else is coming up? Well, this episode, if you haven't realised already, is coming out on Thursday, because we're away off for a quick family sort of holiday weekend down to Centre Parks. I've got a load of painting to take with me. I've got some Germans to paint. If I get some time, I might make a start on some. We've got the rules for Saga, and I kind of lost my Saga army somewhere. I can't find it in all my boxes, and I want to buy a new Saga army. I like the look of the Viking models simply because they're the nicest models, but I would actually quite like a cavalry, so maybe a Welsh stroke Scots army that I can use and basically have them on horse. But anyway, so I'm taking those down as well, and I've got Germans to paint. So Harris and I will be playing about with bolt action and possibly a little bit of Saga while we're down there, and hopefully be ready for barrage on a week on Sunday. I'm going to travel down Saturday late afternoon and stop over somewhere, and then driving back Sunday night, might stop over and get back on Monday. What else? Haven't really noticed much on the Facebook sites at the moment. I noticed there was a few rules questions, but they all seem to have been pretty straightforward, to be honest, and not really yeah, I don't see much else there. There's quite a lot of notices for competitions in the US. I kind of wish I stayed in the US. I was a bit closer to all those guys. I really like playing out in the US, even though, as you're all well aware, I am officially that guy from my Las Vegas adventure. But I really like playing with the guys over there, and they're all really, really friendly. So looking forward to getting back to America. I've already got my plane booked to Las Vegas for next year, so we'll be off to Las Vegas. Got the hotel booked. Just need to get myself booked in for the Las Vegas Open, and I'll be looking to go to Chicago again. And up on the horizon here, more immediately, we've got our trip through to Arnhem for the centenary weekend. I was speaking to Chris Brown, and who you may know wrote the Market Garden book. And I saw him and did a couple of wee videos with him. Ooh, when would it be? I think it was Wednesday. And it turns out he's not writing the Burma book. And even though the Burma book is up on Amazon, it sounds as though the Burma book has been shelved for just now, guys. So the next book up will be the Western Desert book. And then, by the looks of it, it won't be the Burma book. So, yeah, that was a bit of a shock. But I did talk with Chris about Burma and what sort of things, if there was a Burma book, we could expect to see. So I'll be putting that up probably on the YouTube in the next week or so. I've got something else I want to queue up. One of my good pals, Ken Baldock, who you may know as the Eccentric Man on Facebook and YouTube, we did a little bit about North East Africa, a little historical piece, which I recorded on a different machine. So I'm going to switch that across to this, and that will probably appear in the next week or so, because that was really interesting, talking about Marin? Oh, I can't remember the name of the battle now. But talking about East Africa and the some of the battles that went on there. So we'll be putting that up. I also noticed that Warlord have got a Wheels of Steel deal on, so you get 3 for 2 on selected vehicles, basically for resin vehicles. So that looks quite exciting, and I think we're going to run that in the warhq.co.uk. You should also be able to get that at the Boston Battle Bunker, I'm pretty sure, if you get in touch with Nick there. And so that was coming out from Warlord. Hopefully we'll start seeing Tobias, the new events manager down at Warlord, taking the bull by the horns, and we'll see one or two bolt action events coming up down at Warlord HQ. I know they've rescheduled the open day, and that's on now. And then again in November we have the Warlord GT, which I'm looking forward to. The next event after Barrage that I'm going to, I think, is BritCon in Manchester. So we'll see all the guys there. That's 3 days of gaming, a big GT, which I'm really looking forward to. I would really quite like to do quite well at that one, so I'm going to do a bit of listing, but I think I should more or less, he says, have my Dutch army will have arrived and be finished by then. So that could be the first outing for the famous Dutch, which I keep going on about. I'm not quite sure how competitive they'll actually be. It's going to be more of a kind of horde army and an HE army. The Dutch, they get to take a free and experienced squad if you take, I think it's 3 or 4 squads. I think it's the same as the French rules. And they get a free artillery piece. So we'll be on at least a medium howitzer, and it'll give me the option to take 2 other artillery pieces, which would seem to make some sense. They don't have much in the way of vehicles, but they do have an armoured car, which is pretty good. It kind of equates to a BA-20. Unfortunately, you can't take the flamethrower on it, but it's got 2 machine guns, and it's about 80 points with recce. So those recce vehicles can be worth their points and causing harassment to folks. But I think that'll do us for now, and I will keep you updated with our goings on. When we come back next week, the Monday episode will probably not go up until Tuesday night, if I remember, because I'm coming back Tuesday and we'll have recorded it by then. So until then, guys, we'll see you. Let us know what you're all working on, and talk to you next week.